Hey, I'm Mike, and this is Dan, and pretty soon some good stuff's going to happen.
Good job, Jacob. This is a great song. It's got to be said,
What's
Mike.
The name of the song?
This is Deborah by Beck, one of his greatest songs, although I think he has largely disavowed it because it's rather comedic in nature.
Well, hold on a second before we get into the virtues, because let me welcome everyone back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always online at npr.org. Yesterday we talked about Beck, and at npr.org is where they can find that. Today, we're going to talk about a whole bunch of other things. We call this whole bunch of other things the Ramble.
I wanted to get that in before he changed the music.
Want to talk more? Oh, yeah, you have to do it then. Anything else you want to say about Beck
or
Deborah?
Let's keep it moving.
All right, go for it.
There's a new study out today regarding the efficacy of sunscreens. It comes from the Environmental Working Group, which has been described as a, quote, habitual gadfly to the business world. And the sunscreen studies...
I hope they wear that proudly.
Yeah, well, it's better than being a gadflea. Mm-hmm. But it shows that 4 out of 5 sunscreens offer inadequate protection or contain harmful chemicals. And the biggest offenders, according to the study, are the industry leaders Coppertone, Banana Boat, and Neutrogena. Now, 3 out of 3 industry leaders are upset with the report, should add in.
Yes, you would figure.
Some dermatologists are accusing the report of hyperbole, but, you know, it does underscore some longstanding concerns about sunscreens. One is that they don't do much to stop the deadliest form of skin cancer. Another is that they don't give you blanket immunity.
Well, you know, it does give you blanket immunity.
What's that?
An actual blanket.
Oh, okay.
And that's why it's called blanket immunity.
Oh, see, I go with the old reliable flannel shirt.
That's
when
good.
When I'm at the beach.
That could be the phrase. They could say they don't give you flannel shirt immunity.
That's right.
Because a lot of people think blanket immunity is immunity from blankets.
No, it's immunity provided by blankets.
Yeah, just wear a blanket.
Yeah, that's SPF infinity.
Now, when they say that these, they don't work, does it matter what SPF they're at or they claim a higher SPF and... What does SPF stand for?
Well, SPF, I'm glad you asked, Mike, stands for sun protection factor.
And
it's a measure of a sunblock strength. If you usually get burned in 30 minutes, an SPF of 15 means you could stay out 15 times longer without getting burned.
That I get.
But this new report says that those numbers don't work because the sunscreens start deteriorating after 15 minutes. The measure doesn't account for sweat and rubbing and various issues.
If a sunblock that doesn't account for rubbing, how are you supposed to get it on you?
Yeah, but another thing I thought interesting here is the FDA has not issued any safety standards for sunscreens, even though they got a set of recommendations 30 years ago.
All right. And those recommendations were buy a blanket. Two employees working at the Westside Pizza Hut in Wichita, Kansas. So Wichita's a happening place. They got at least 2 Pizza Huts. They were startled by a loud noise at 3 a.m. yesterday. They went out to investigate and found out that Pizza Hut had been hit by an acid bomb. No one got hurt. There are no suspects. But when I saw that story, I said, acid bomb?
Yeah.
That sounds as dangerous as can be. Slate Magazine once posted a helpful explainer on the topic. Basically, you mix up, we don't want to give away too much information, so we'll keep out a key ingredient when I say, you mix up acid and a base in a bottle and shake it up, and it produces a gas. The gas builds up until the bottle explodes. Slate tells us they go by the name Bottle Bomb or MacGyver Bomb.
Actually, the MacGyver Bomb, you got to drop one paperclip in.
That was the ingredient I didn't want to say. Great, Dan. Now you've just armed the masses. Anyway, they're more like kid pranks, but they can cause a lot of damage.
Right. Big trade in Major League Baseball to report involving my team, the Chicago Cubs.
I didn't know we could do baseball trades in the Ramble. This opens up a whole new area of sports.
Seriously.
Talk.
The Cubs landed pitchers Rich Harden.
Steve from Canarsie, what do you say about the trade? Yeah, I don't think Harden should have been traded.
I can't wait for them to bring the Dodgers back to Brooklyn.
Phil from Flushing, what do you say?
All right, the Cubs landed pitchers Rich Harden and Chad Godin in a 6-player deal with the Oakland A's. They sent pitcher Sean Gallagher, outfielders Matt Merton, not Mutton, as producer Ian Shillog wrote, and Eric Patterson and minor leaguer Josh Donaldson to the A's. Big prize here is Rich Harden. He's one of the most talented pitchers in baseball, as you know, Mike, but he keeps getting hurt. Poor guy's been on the disabled list 6 times in his 6-year career. But I think if he can stay healthy, it's a great deal for my Cubbies. My idea is for the whole first month he's on the team, they should just keep him and his tender arm in a hyperbaric chamber, then let him out for this stretch run. Hopefully then he can stay healthy.
Or just perhaps hoisted around the Chicago area to different hot dog stands by a team of, you know, willing supplicants.
The guy could use a little more meat on his bones. That's probably why he keeps getting hurt. He needs to go down to Hot Dogs and get himself a duck sausage.
Yes. And let's go to Flint, Michigan.
All right.
It has joined other cities across the country in cracking down on saggy pants. Calling the style a national nuisance, interim police chief, and he's bucking for the permanent job with this initiative. David Dix has announced that his department will be arresting people wearing lowriders that expose underwear, or worse, you know, the whole shebang.
Yeah.
They're categorizing the problem as disorderly conduct or indecent exposure. Misdemeanor is punishable by a year in jail, where I believe the baggy pants thing started, so that's certainly no way to crack down on this habit.
Yeah.
They really get into the detail of exactly how baggy the pants can be and shouldn't be. One 14-year-old resident told the Detroit Free Press his mom had warned him about the crackdown, if you will. I pulled them down to respect her. Oh, sorry, I pulled them up to respect her, he said. When she left, I pulled them back down.
I'm just glad that a town like Flint, Michigan, where they've had a lot of problems, is finally doing so well.
They're turning it around.
That they have time to worry about this issue.
And one day on the BPB, I hope to report on what the Village Voice has said is the new anti-tight clothes rap that has come out by a rap collective. They're against the tight clothes. There's a lot of tension in the communities.
Interesting.
And that is your ramble. These stories and more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.